Father in heaven, you've blessed us again this morning, and we look forward to your blessing again this afternoon. We pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us how to really be empowered churches that are able to share and to witness and to be all that you desire us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good afternoon. It's hard to believe it's Friday, but it is, and the Sabbath approaches quickly, and have a very busy weekend ahead. But in the meantime, we have Dr. Alan Parker with us, and he's going to share with us what you see on the screen. So I'm not going to argue much more with that. Dr. Parker, come and share with us, please.
Good afternoon to the remnant. And, you know, I was just thinking about that. We do tend to fall asleep at 2 o'clock, and the one pastor always had his congregant falling asleep on him, and so eventually he decided to play a little trick on him. So as he was going through his message, very
Father
quietly,
in heaven,
he said, now all those going to
you
heaven,
blessed us again this morning, and we look forward to your
and
blessing again this
And everybody except
this
one
afternoon.
Sleeping saint
pray
stood
that
up,
your Holy
and
Spirit
then he kind of smiled to himself,
to,
and he said, be seated, and he said, now
really
all those going to heaven,
churches that
please stand,
are able
come in,
to
fold it up out of his seat,
and to witness,
the congregation
and to
were
all
in great merriment until the man
be,
said,
in Jesus
Pastor, you, why are you and I the only ones standing?
Well, good afternoon, it's hard to believe it's Friday.
So, hopefully we'll stay awake this afternoon.
Quickly and,
we're talking about growing Adventist churches.
In the meantime,
and,
we have
I'm from Amazing Facts
Dr.
and
Alan
Southern
Parker
Adventist University
with us
at this event. When I agreed to it,
he's going to share with
I was
what you see on the screen,
at Amazing
so
Facts
I'm not going
in charge of the evangelism
argue much
department.
More with that.
And
Dr.
I was in transition, and
Parker,
I'm now teaching at Southern Adventist University. So I'm going to wear two hats.
Good
I get to call me
the remnant.
And what's happened to church
thinking
growth?
About that?
I feel that our church used to be at the heart of church
always
growth.
Had
people used to come
and
study us. Falling asleep on
I
him.
I remember
so
a Seventh-day Baptist
a
report
him,
where they
so
said,
as
look, Adventists
are growing and we're not,
we've
got to figure out why.
Said, now all those going
and
to
they said, well, they have secrets of success.
And
all
everybody
except
this
one sleeping saint.
And then I look at our church today and it looks like something has gone
wrong. We look at Adventist evangelism
in the North American
religion.
And you
come
can
in,
fold it up out of
the direction
seat.
Of the grass.
The congregation were in great merriment until the man
place.
Said,
I've just taken
Pastor,
one
why
year
you
in
and
the
I
decade
the only
as
one
a sample.
I didn't use 1915 because it was an unusual year. But 1914, 1925,
hopefully
35,
we'll stay
45,
this
55, 65, 75.
We're talking
lots
about
of growing
Adventist
churches.
And then
since about 1975,
I'm from Amazing Facts,
evened out
and
the number
Southern
of Adventists that we have every year.
Event,
something has gone
I
wrong
to it,
in the way
was,
we approach church growth.
Not
Facts
growing,
growing
the way
we
evangelism
department.
And I believe
and
that the
I
Adventist
in
church should
and
be at the forefront of bringing people to Jesus.
So I'm going to wear two hats.
So I want to take a look at what is happening. And what makes
what's happened
church
to church growth?
Yes,
I
first of
feel
all, I
that our church
Adventist
used to
church
be at the heart of church growth. People
you
used
can
to come
have
and study
a healthy Baptist
I remember
church,
as Seventh Day Baptist
probably
report,
heard already,
where they said,
you
look,
can have a healthy
growing,
and we're not, we've got
to
figure
but
out
which
why.
Church
and they
go
said,
to.
Well, they have secrets of success.
If they're in
all
a
of their members
you've
are busy.
Got a healthy Adventist
and then I look at our church
Baptist
and it looks like something
and they both
has gone
have the
wrong.
Same
we look
music,
at Adventist evangelism,
have the same kind
in
of
the North
preaching,
American division.
It's all
and
vibrant, Bible-based
the direction
preaching,
of the grass.
And everything
there
else
was growth,
the same.
There was
which
baptism
taking place?
To.
I've just taken one
the
year
Baptist
in the
church.
Decade
why?
As a sample. I didn't use
1915
because it was
easier,
an
it's more
year.
Convenient.
But
it
1914,
it doesn't
1925,
35, much. It's not so challenging.
65,
and so let's take a look at
lots
this.
Of
Adventist
growth.
Church growth.
And
I believe
about
it's
1975.
We
one of the reasons why we grow is because we go against
the
that we have every year. Something
and because we're willing to go against
in
the
way
we approach
church growth,
people
are
willing to accept
disciples.
And I believe that the Adventist church
Adventist
lifestyle is
also unique
of bringing
people
to Jesus. Distinct kind
so
of
I want to take a look at what is happening
from the world
and what makes
Adventist
message
is unique.
We believe in an end time message
first of all,
that
I
reaches
believe
the world.
Adventist
we believe
growth
that
is
Revelation
unique.
14
you
applies
can have
to us
a healthy
angels
Baptist
messages.
Church. As
you go into a Baptist
probably
church
heard
and
already,
the three angels
you can have
about.
A healthy
they
Adventist church.
And
so
which
church are people
unique.
Going to go to?
The Adventist culture is unique.
If they're in a community,
have a
if
unique
you've got
way
a healthy
of
Adventist
at the world,
church and a healthy Baptist church,
and they both
remnant.
Have the same music,
and because of
they have
these
the same
things,
kind
if you
of preaching,
try and grow your church,
it's all vibrant,
the way
Bible-based
other
preaching,
grow, you're going to have
and everything else is the
problem.
Same, which church
the
do
Adventist
people go
mission
to?
Is unique.
We
the
believe that
church,
we live
why?
At the end of times with a unique
because
purpose.
Because it's easier, it's more convenient.
Coming of Jesus
it doesn't
and the gospel, our
message. It doesn't threaten them too much. It's not so challenging.
So this is what
and
we
so
want to
take a
look at.
This. Four reasons, church growth,
then,
I believe,
how would you would grow an Adventist
One of the reasons
church.
Why we grow
and it's
is
be
because
different
we go
from the way
against
you would grow other kinds of churches.
And because we are
so
willing to go against
look.
The culture,
firstly,
we attract
something that's
people
obvious.
Who are willing to accept
mission,
discipleship,
not
that follows the
maintenance.
Adventist
mission,
lifestyle is also unique. We follow a distinct kind of lifestyle.
In a study of Adventist
congregations from the world,
that was taken
Adventist
from,
message is unique. We believe
congregational
in an
life study
that reaches the world.
And Monty
Salin
went
and
looked
Revelation
at these and took the Adventist ones out
three
and said, let's take a look.
You go into
what
a
Adventist
church
churches
and ask
think
what
about
the
angels'
messages.
Some
are.
Of you have read this
they
already.
Don't know.
But here
Adventist
was a question that was asked.
Unique.
It was asked.
The Adventist culture is
what
unique.
Are
we have
the
a unique
three main
way
roles that you think, as a church member, your pastor does?
A remnant.
So they
and
had the regular
things
you would expect.
If you try and grow
48%
your church,
said
the way
and conducting
other
worship.
Grow, you're
41%
have
said
problem.
Teaching people about
the
their
Adventist
faith.
The Adventist mission is unique.
36%
said
the pastor visits and counsels and helps people.
25% said
the
pastor
prays and
is
a spiritual role model.
Gospel,
so they had all of these wonderful things. What was most
so
interesting
this is what we want to take a look
was what they
four
said
reasons
were
then.
The minimalist
how
areas
you,
that
you would
the
grow an
Adventist
involved.
Church.
And it's going
only
to be different from the way you would grow other kinds of churches.
Three main roles
so
that they
take a look
was
firstly,
to provide a vision
that's
our future.
Mission,
only 18% said that their pastor was involved in training
mission,
people for ministry
not
mission. 15% that their pastor
in a study of Adventist
congregation,
in other words,
that was taken
coordinating
from,
people to accomplish the mission.
Congregational life study.
Only 15%
and,
said that their pastor
went and looked at these
was involved
and took
in converting
the
others
ones
to the
out.
Faith. Said, let's take
and
a look
2%
at
what Adventist
churches
think about
the
pastors.
Community. Now, some of you have read this
so
already.
When you look at these
but here
things,
was
Monty
a question
that was asked.
Here's
was
the
asked.
Questions to ask. What are
he says
the
fewer
three
than
main
one
roles
in five
that you
church
think
members
as a church member your
role
pastor
their
pastor
does.
Carries out
so
is
they had the regular
things you would expect.
And
48%
people
said
ministry
planning
and
mission.
Conducting worship.
Smaller
41%
numbers
said
teaching
people about their
role
for the church program or a direct
role
in evangelism
and helps people.
And only 2%
said
their pastor
said the
pastor's significant involvement in
the spiritual role model.
Then reflecting
so they
on
had
the
all
of
these
survey,
wonderful things. What
he
was most interesting
only about a third
what
of the people in
the
pew
were
the
minimalist
areas
say
that
their
local
church
has
a strong
only
18% vision for
mission
that said that one of
their
three main
roles
that their pastor did was
and
to
he
provide a
critical for the future.
Is
only 18%
said that
their pastor
was
involved in training people for
ministry
and mission.
Driven
15%
movement.
That their pastor did church administration and coordination.
If we
in other
are
words,
not driven by our mission,
people to accomplish the
mission,
then what are we doing?
Only 15%
the problem is, I think,
said
how
that their
pastor
the church.
Was involved in
the
converting
other
people
to the faith.
Building.
And only 2%
I did this exercise
said that
in my class.
Involved
I said,
close your eyes.
So
and
when
I
you
want
look
you to
at
imagine several
things.
I took them to
different
rooms
in
a house
to ask.
And one of the rooms I
he
took
says,
them to
than
was
one in
a room
five
called
church
the church.
Say that a key role
said, now
the pastor
carries
the church,
out is providing a
and
vision
with
and
your
goal
eyes
for
closed,
the future.
You imagine
and
what
training people
for ministry and mission.
Church.
Imagine
smaller numbers
there,
list
just
an
anything administrative
like.
Role.
And then I had them
for the
open
church
their eyes.
Program
or a direct role
Native
in
American
evangelism.
And
only
2%
see
when they saw people
with
in the Native
involvement in the community.
Some old chief sitting there with his arms crossed going, how?
He says, only
and
about
said,
a
well,
third of the
did
people in the
see a Native American in a
say
suit?
That their local church has
and
a strong
has.
Vision
said,
for mission
your
to which they are personally committed.
The
and
Indian
he asked
chief.
This critical question.
I said, now let's go to the church room.
Is
what did you see in the church room?
Becoming
I asked how many of you saw pews?
Than a mission
and I asked them to raise their hands.
Movement.
And almost everybody's hand went
if
up.
We are not driven
said,
by our mission,
that
then
the
what
church
are we doing?
Is meant to be a group of people.
The problem is, I think, how people see the church.
Into
the
a
church
facility.
Tends to be seen as a building. I did this exercise in my class. I said, close
about
your
eyes.
Mission.
The
and
church
I want
is
you
seen
to
as a
building,
things,
a provider of programs,
and a house.
Social center,
and one of the rooms
a place
I took
of
them
worship,
to was
but
a
the
room
church is not
church.
Generally seen as a center
and I said,
of
now
mission
go
activity.
Into the church.
How do I know?
And
because
with
your eyes
closed,
you imagine
morning,
what's inside
and
this room
you see what happens in church.
Sabbath school.
Imagine
you
who's
notice
there,
the inane
anything that you like that tend to go on.
And then I had them open their eyes.
Theoretical
point
with
you and
Native American
masks. That
and of course, what did they see when
you
they
look
saw
at these
people in the Native American
activities, activities
room?
You realize
some old
that no one
there
here
with
is
his arms
talking
crossed
about
going,
the mission
how?
Of the Adventist
and
church.
And I'd say, well, that's
to
very interesting. Did anybody
see
a
Native American
and convinced
in a suit?
Every person, I believe, Ellen White said, is born into the kingdom of God
made you see
as a missionary.
The Indian chief.
As a missionary.
I said, now let's go to the church room.
Jesus commanded not that we should sit at home and
eat couch
potatoes, but that we should go.
And I asked him to raise their hands.
And almost everybody's hand.
And if we follow that philosophy,
we're going to sit here and wait for people to come to us.
We're not going to grow as a church.
And we've turned it.
Churches that are growing are clearly filled with missionaries,
about
not maintenance.
And those churches that I've studied that are growing,
the church is seen as a building,
commitment,
a provider of programs,
will be
a social center,
a place of worship.
But the church is not generally seen as a center of mission activity.
How do I know?
Because you walk into most churches on a Sabbath morning,
and you see what happens.
Tell me how you did that.
You notice the inane conversations
that
tend to go on. Was that
the way I grew my
theoretical
points of
view
and the Sabbath mass?
They had to sign off on a covenant,
and as you look at the baptismal
activities, you realize that no one here is talking about the mission of the Adventist
Church. And that was one of the commitments
to which
they had
personally committed and convinced of.
And so then we
every
say to ourselves, well, we are
believe,
mission.
We're doing
White
the
said,
mission of discipleship.
Is born into the kingdom of God
you begin,
as a missionary.
In the open secret,
as
he
a missionary.
Says what the
and
church
so
does
the
internally,
Jesus commanded,
with no
not
intention
that we should
of
sit at
impacting
the world outside,
but that we should
is
go.
Not
and we turn that into a come to us.
Mission is
and
what
if we
you
follow
do
that philosophy,
for the sake of
we're
going
to sit here and wait for
Christ.
People to come to us.
Of course, you know this famous quotation, and I won't read through all of it. The church is God's
churches
appointed
that
agency
are growing are clearly
for the salvation
filled
of men.
With missionaries, not
and so
members.
It is God's agency.
And those churches
what
that
I've
supposed
studied
to
are
do
growing.
It is organized for service and its
mission
that they will
is
be
to carry the gospel
the to the world.
Of
amen?
That's what the church is for.
To Bill
we also know that the
church
from is to reflect to the world
members up
the fullness and
members
sufficiency
himself.
Of God himself.
And I said, tell me
the
how
members
you did that,
of the
and
church
we'll get into more of that later, but one of the ways he said
God's
was
glory,
that,
amen?
The way I grew my church
that's what we
is
believe.
When I baptized
so the church
them,
is about
sign off on a covenant
it,
that they would agree
on
the baptismal covenant
the church
to
is
also
about
participate in an
what
evangelistic
what are the two
series.
Things that the church witnesses to?
And that was one of the commitments that they had to make.
And
it
so then we say to ourselves, well, we are
for
doing
the
mission.
Sake
we're doing the
of
mission
showing
of
God's character.
From
and it
when you begin,
for the sake of
in the open secret, he says what the church does internally.
So these are the two aspects
no
of God's witness.
Of impacting the
but
world
but what
outside
we've done instead, we don't focus on these at all.
Mission.
We are focused on filling
mission
nominating committees.
Is what you do.
And we're focused on
the
getting the church
to
survive from
Jesus
one week
Christ.
To the next.
Of course,
and
you know
we've
the famous quotation, and I won't read through all of it.
Reason number two.
The church is God's appointed agency.
We need to engage
if we
want our church to grow.
And
we
so
need to engage
it is
in
God's
what?
Agency.
Mission
what is
not meant to do.
Second,
it is organized
reason.
For service.
That will help our
mission
church to grow.
Is carry
we need
the
to engage
gospel
in
to the world.
Amen.
And not
that's what the church is for. We also know that the
learn
church
when
is
I was
to reflect to the world
pastor,
the fullness
I,
and
I got quite excited about getting
God
my congregation together.
The
I was
members of the church
chaplain on
are to show forth
God's
South
glory, amen?
And so I
that's
decided,
we
well, let me do something unusual.
So the church
so
is about,
beach evangelism.
It did something on my slide here, you'll have to forgive it. The church is about witness.
We're going
to
do beach
what
evangelism,
the two
I would have
the
a crowd.
Witnesses
and it was
too.
True.
They all came out. But I thought, I've got to have some evangelism,
it witnesses,
you know, as part of the beach.
For the sake
so I
of
formulated
showing
this theory that I thought would
and
bring
witnesses
people to Christ.
For the sake of winning others
I
to Jesus
strapped
Christ.
Shark fins.
On a
so these are
the
two aspects of God's witness.
And I sent them
but
into the water.
But what we've done instead, we don't
and
focus
I
on
sent
these at all.
In another
we
young
are focused
man
on
who
filling
nominating
committees.
And
we're focused and on getting the church just to survive.
So I got him
to
go
next,
out
and
we've
lost
sight
in the water
of our mission.
And the two
reason
students
number
the shark
two.
First reason was
started swimming around
we
and around.
Engage
and then I
want our church
to grow
in the middle of the water.
They
go, shark, shark!
Mission, not maintenance.
And my plan was very simple. I was going to
help our church to grow is
we
need
as we brought the man onto the beach, we were going
and
to
hand
not
out a pamphlet called The Rescue that I'd
it took
drawn
me a while to
out.
Learn
and
this.
We were going to give them a
when
gospel
I was a
presentation.
New pastor,
I got
so
quite
I thought,
excited about
got to
getting
get a crowd,
my,
right?
My congregation
so
again.
We were
I was
all excited. We sent the man in. He's yelling,
college.
Shark,
in
shark.
South Africa.
The sharks are circling
and so
him.
I decided, well,
only
let me
one
do something unusual.
I decided to do beach evangelism.
And that
I
was
knew
the life
if
God.
I said to my youth group,
he jumps
do
down from his high chair,
I would have a crowd.
And he starts doing
true.
His Baywatch.
They all came out. But I thought, I've got to have some evangelism. And he's
running across
the beach.
And I'm
running
up part of the beach.
So I formulated
you know,
the theory that I thought would
are now coming up out of the
Christ.
Water. And I'd never thought how
I
ridiculous it would look to have two people climb up out of the
water
with shark fins on their backs.
And I sent him into the water.
And we gathered a crowd all right.
And I sent in another young man who was going to pretend to be drowning.
And very excited.
Is the church
so I got him to go out and start flailing in the water.
About the
and the two students with their shark fins
you know, started swimming around and around. And then he was in the middle of the water there going, shark,
swung
shark!
Someone in from the raft.
And my plan was very simple. I was going to get
kind of
a crab.
Smoke and, he swung
and as
in,
we
and
brought
the
man
speaker,
onto
you know,
the beach, we were going to hand out a pamphlet
but those
called
kinds
The Rescue that I'd drawn out.
Found.
And we were going to give them a gospel presentation.
People. To God's
so I thought, this is, you got to get a crowd, right?
The market,
so we were all
church.
Excited. We sent the man in.
Gary
he's yelling, shark, shark.
The sharks
this little church
him.
Went to
there
market.
There was only one person I forgot
and,
to
And he
this
says the market-driven church is
and
based on this premise.
The lifeguard.
Find out what
he
people
jumps
want,
down from his
provided
high chair,
for them,
and he starts
and
doing
to give
Bay
the gospel along the way.
And
the
you
only
know,
way you
running
can do that
across
is to minimize
the distinctive differences.
And you can see many churches
you know, the
today that
are
now coming up out of the water.
Approach.
And I'd never thought how
but
ridiculous
says, this
it would look
the end
to
result.
Have
two people
and he quotes from David
Wells. The
gospel becomes trivialized.
And
we gather the crowd
death,
all right, but they were laughing
God
so hard they didn't hear a word of our gospel presentation. Faith into a recreational activity to be done. I mean, how many times have we gone to churches, some of these churches, and they invite you to baseball games.
You know,
and church into a
some
club
of those
for like
I remember another youth meeting where
so
we
we've turned church
swung
into
in
what
from
do people
the
want? Meet church
on a rope,
and that's
and
not what God has
swung
pulled
in.
Us to.
And
can you
imagine
speaker,
Jesus
you know,
saying
the
to
youth
his disciples,
"All right,
I
just kind of
down
with you and
find
out
what is it that you want
out of
don't convert people,
and then I'm going
to
provide that to
God's message."
No, Jesus had a very different
the market-driven
method.
Church is
one of
what
the
we've fallen
reasons
for.
Why Gary
has come
about
great
is
book
called
"Some People
this
Went Out
in
Church
the
Went
and
to
they Knocked
market.
On Doors."
And
they asked people, why
he says the market-driven church is based
and
on
they
this
got
premise.
Responses. By the way, what
find
the
out what
top
people
responses,
want?
Why people don't
provide
go
it for them?
Does anyone
and
know?
And then seek to give the gospel along the way.
That's what
and
I would have thought.
Do that
maybe that's the Adventist church.
Distinctive differences.
These what they discovered was
that
people said that the church was boring. And
but he says this is the end result.
So then the obvious answer
David
was,
Wells,
if we want to get
the
them back to the church, what must we do?
Life
must
loses
church
its depth,
exciting,
God becomes transformed.
So
if
we can make church exciting
soul,
and relevant, we'll get them back to the
into
church.
A recreational
so they develop
activity
the church
to be
that
done.
Would do exactly that.
I mean, how many times have we gone to churches?
And so,
some of these churches and they've invited
to the
baseball
games. The people
and church into a club
decided,
like
let's get into the mind of those
so we've
people
turned
who don't go to
church.
Into what do people
and
want?
And he found
meet
that 90%, more than
90%
of the population
expresses
God
some form
of
belief
in God
and a desire for a relationship with him.
All right, I just want to sit
but
down with you and
half
find out
what population
does
want
ever attend the church.
And then I'm going to provide that.
Well, what's going on here? This was his conclusion.
Harry
one of the
has rejected
reasons why this has come about is because
Harry,
some people went out into the
community
and they knocked on doors
God.
And they asked
well,
people, why aren't you
like
going
a good
to
conclusion?
And
until
they
Gary
really
comes along,
by the way, what
no,
were the two top responses?
This actually means something else.
The Bible clearly
know?
Says that humanity does reject
that's
God.
That's what I would
amen?
Have thought, but maybe that's the Adventist church.
What surveys really show is that people
what they
do not
discovered
reject
was
gods
that
of their
people
own
said
creation
the
and imagination.
And irrelevant.
But they do reject
so
the
then
true
the obvious
God.
Answer was,
what
we if
we want to get them back to the church, what
study
must we
do? That the reason why
we
Harry
doesn't come to church
exciting
has little
and
to do with his rebellion.
So if we can make church exciting and relevant, we'll
God
get them back to the
nature.
So they develop
the
church because the church is boring, predictable, irrelevant, money-hungry, and does not meet his needs.
One of the
we are dealing
the
today with me
church.
They decided
church
let's get into the
me.
Mind of those
and if we
want to
get
to
back
church.
To Adventist church
and he
growth,
found
got
that 90%
aside
more than
90%
of the population
expresses
and get back
some
to
what belief
in
God
and
a desire for a relationship with him.
His final conclusion
but less than half of the
population
of the
user-friendly
philosophy
so
is
he
to make
unconverted
said, well, what,
sinners
what's going on
feel
here?
Comfortable
with
the conclusion message.
Harry
the only
has
way
that
is possible,
church,
he says,
unchurched
I fear
Harry,
is
but
to
that doesn't
change
necessarily
the
mean
message.
He has rejected God.
And so I
well,
see some like
a good
churches, and
this is not
until
in Michigan,
Gary Gilly
course.
Comes along and
but
says,
in
no,
some churches,
this actually means
some
something
people
else.
Are diluting the message
the Bible
so
clearly
far
says
you don't know
that humanity does reject God.
Amen?
What surveys
you
really show
is
that people
church,
do not reject gods of their own
it's
creation and imagination.
Why would a person
but they
come
do
to
reject the true
Saturday.
God. What we supposedly learned from marketing study is that the reason why
now,
Harry
why
doesn't
would
come
he,
to church
why would he sacrifice
has little
his
to do with his
rebellion
to sleep in on a Saturday morning
God
when no one else
nature,
is doing that.
Rather,
it is because
church,
the church is boring, predictable, irrelevant, money hungry, and does not meet his
needs. People become admin.
We are dealing today with me church.
Church is about me.
Otherwise, we're
and if we
end
want
up
to get back to
life
Adventist
now,
church growth, we've got to put
gospel,
aside the me
and
church
this is
mentality
Time magazine and
they,
get back
they quote
what
from
makes
book.
Adventist church
to live
growth.
Your best life now.
His final
it
conclusion,
opens,
the express
of book,
design
is
of the
user-friendly
philosophy taking
off
is to make
your
unconverted
store,
sinners
see or
feel
comfortable
with
the Christian message.
See your dreams come
the only
to
way that is possible, he
you must
I
start
fear
looking
is
at
to change the
through
message.
The eyes of faith. Faith in what?
And so I
faith
see
your
some Adventist churches,
and this is not in Michigan.
Now,
of
this
course,
is the comment
but
on the
some
author
churches,
in Time magazine.
Some
people
Jesus
are diluting the
center,
message so far that you don't know if it's Reader's Digest or Adventist.
Resurrection or atonement.
If you want to grow an Adventist church,
we're going
to
lose
you have
the heart
to have an Adventist
Advent
message. Now, it's very simple.
Let's go back.
Why would
what
a person come to
church
on Saturday?
Unless he was
my personal experience, as I mentioned, is that Adventist
you know, why
churches
would
grow.
Why would he sacrifice
on the
his
when I was campus chaplain
time
for
2 years
on a Saturday morning when no one else is
and
doing
it failed
that
dismally
to come to
I
church?
I had good results for about 6
unless
months,
he was convicted,
but eventually
that
I found I
there
couldn't compete with the world.
People become Adventist.
And so after 2 years, I gave up on that approach
message
and I said, I'm going to take my young people
otherwise
and do what
we're
going to
end up
we're
with
your
do
best life now, the Joel Osteen
and we took them into the community. We did evangelism.
And this is Time Magazine
on campus. I said, I'm
going
to evangelize right on
the
campus
because
there are people
now,
speaking of his book.
So we had our evangelistic series right on the campus.
See your marriage restored. I had more church growth
when I did that approach than I'd ever had.
You must start looking at life
and
through the eyes of faith.
That
there is no conclusive evidence that changing the worship style.
Now, this is the comment of the author in
Time Magazine
on whether an Adventist
Jesus is front and center.
You can't change the worship style till you're blue in the face.
Resurrection.
In fact, what I've noticed,
now, this isn't true of non-Adventist churches.
If we're not careful,
I'm going to give you my impression,
we're going to lose
the heart of Adventist
50 or 60 churches.
Let's go back
the last couple of years
to what makes Adventist churches grow.
I've noticed
my
that
personal
when
experience
change the worship style
is that Adventist churches grow by focusing
that we
on the
have
message.
Five
when
or six people up in the front
years,
I tried
their
the entertainment model,
and it
and
failed
the congregation
dismally.
Is
I had good results
silent
for about 6 months,
it
but eventually I found
a
I couldn't compete with
and
the
I'm
world.
Not saying that happens everywhere, but
and
I'm
so
saying
after
many
2 years, I gave up on
that
approach and I said, I'm going
to
take my young people and do what I know.
We're going to do evangelism.
Only the five or six up in front are having
the community.
We did evangelism. We had evangelism on campus.
I said, I'm going to evangelize right on the campus.
And then I'll notice what happens every now and again.
They'll throw
at
him.
And it's almost
so we had our evangelistic series right on the campus.
It's as if the congregation begins to come
alive. I had more
because they know how to sing
when I did that approach than I'd ever had using the entertainment.
Yeah, I need to be careful now.
And I believe
two main
that there is no
church,
conclusive
well, these are
evidence
different
that changing
studies,
the worship style
has
in
any
Act
significant
that
I've impact
on whether
Adventist,
Adventist
congregations today that might
you
be
can,
so
you can change the worship
the
style
for your blue in the face.
He found that there
fact,
were two
what
main
I've
factors.
This is why churches grew. Non-Adventist
number one,
but I'm
evangelism.
Give you my impression
number two, community service.
50 or 60 churches over
the last couple of years.
I think as I've studied the data, that really the overwhelming reason why Adventist
churches
grow is because
that when we
change
the worship style
to a more
study of Midwestern churches,
that we have five or six people up in the front singing their hearts out.
And some other
congregation
in Iowa, Missouri,
silent.
They spoke to
it
80 different congregations.
Now, I'm not saying that
and
happens
they
everywhere, but I'm
the
saying
pastor
many
a
Adventist
question
churches that I've
they
gone
to the
that have switched.
We
want to
find out
form,
what
only the five or six
passion
up in front are having
as
a praise experience.
And what
everybody else
ahead of
is
time
watching
is
found out which
were
growing churches and which
and then
were
I'll notice what happens
churches.
Every now and again they'll throw in a hand.
And here
and
is the
almost as if you
flicked
a switch.
In every
it's
single
as if
one
the congregation
churches
begins to come alive
the
because they know how to sing the
hymn was evangelism.
In every single one of
I
the declining churches, the
pastor
had
factors
another passion. Church,
well, these are just different
or
studies that I'm
going to
fly
through.
Or visitation
them.
Or something
in the
else study that
the
I mentioned earlier,
Adventist
congregation today, that Monty
it shows me that
gathered
those
the data from,
that make evangelism
found that there were two main factors why churches
have an impact
number one,
on their churches.
Evangelism. Number two,
student research.
Service. Both at Andrews
I think as I
and
studied
Southern,
the data,
we've been doing
that really the overwhelming
Southern
reason why Adventist churches grow
been doing this over the last 3 weeks
for
Southern. I've had the
that's
students
up a study
calling
of
up Midwestern churches
and asking
conferences
to give them an example of a healthy growing church
and some others
doing
an
study in
Iowa,
Missouri. Church.
They spoke
almost
to
conclusively,
80 different
not quite 100%,
but almost
and
conclusively.
They asked the pastor
those churches that are growing.
They said to the pastor,
we
want to
find out
emphasis
on
both
your
public
and
personal
as a pastor.
Almost
and what they've done ahead of time
and
is
so
they've found out
which
growing
were growing
churches
and which were
great
declining
examples
churches
in a local conference
and
of a church that's growing
is the remarkable
are churches that are
in
doing
every
evangelism
single one of the growing churches.
And we could get into many examples,
that
but
their
for the
number
sake of time,
one passion
we're just gonna keep
was
moving
evangelism.
Why
in every single one of the declining churches,
why is evangelism
the pastors
so
had
important
another passion. It was administration,
it is that the Adventist
or shepherding,
message,
as
or
I said before,
or
something
brought
else, but not evangelism.
The church.
Isn't that remarkable?
It is our prophetic message.
It shows
that
me that those
church
pastors
amazing
that make evangelism
a commitment,
time,
a way of life,
are people
have
who
have an
decided
impact on
to join
churches
the Adventist church because of the message.
Student research,
in fact,
both
I
at Andrews
to go
and
into your church and
see how many new converts
have done this
that are
not been doing
because
this over
the
last
Adventist
3 weeks at Southern.
Have
I've
a
had
few
the students
some who've been brought
calling
in
up
just relationships
and
asking conferences,
but the majority
to give them
of
an example
come
of a healthy
Adventist
growing church
come
and then
because
doing an interview with the pastor
of
that
the message.
Church.
Amen.
Almost conclusively, not quite 100%, but almost
I just love this quotation.
Those churches
on the
that are growing attitude of
profess Christians toward the world.
Emphasis
a leading
on both
secular
journal
evangelism. Insensibly, the
almost
church has yielded to the
and
spirit
so churches
of the age,
that are growing signs
and adapted
churches that
forms
are great
of
examples
in
a local conference.
All
of a
things indeed
growing,
that help to make religion attractive. The church now employs as its instrument.
And we could get into many
and
examples.
And a writer in the New York Independent speaks thus concerning Methodism
moving.
As it is.
Why
the
evangelism?
Line of separation between
why
the godly and the irreligious
so
fades
important?
Out into a kind of penumbra.
It is that
as well
the
as men
Adventist
on both
message,
sides
as
are
as
toiling
before,
to obliterate all difference between the modes of action.
It is our prophetic
and enjoyment
that brings
the popularity
church,
of religion tends vastly to increase the number
of
those
who, decided to
who
join
would procure its benefits
because of the message.
Without squarely
in fact,
meeting
I challenge
its duties.
To go into
you know when
church
that was written,
and see how many new
100 years ago
in
the great
that are not.
Because
boy,
of
Ellen White that she today, unfortunately,
few,
I didn't
some
have
been
the page number up on
just
there, but you can find
it
just
friendship.
By doing a
but the majority of people who come into the Adventist
third
church
reason,
come because they are convinced
we tend to be spiritually,
of the message.
Amen?
We need to be spiritually focused.
I just love
based.
This quotation, commenting
and,
on the
you know,
present
I,
attitude
I believe
of professed Christians
strategies are
toward the world.
Do we need to have strategies?
A leading secular
absolutely.
Journal says.
But
insensibly,
the church has yielded to the spirit of the age
can make church
and adapted its forms
it's
of worship.
It's kind of like that famous story of all things
the
evangelist
that helped
to
make religion
attractive.
In the United States
the
and
church
he had
now
a
employs
ploy
as
to
its instrument
to help people come to Jesus.
And a writer in the New York Independent
boy out of the community and he put him up in
the
rest.
The line
and,
of separation
gave him a
between
dove.
The godly
and
the
and
irreligious
said, right,
fades out into a kind of
Holy
penumbra.
Ghost come down.
And zealous
I
men
you
on both sides are toiling to obliterate
dove
all
over
the
congregation
between the modes of action
and hundreds, if not thousands,
and enjoyment.
Be converted.
The popularity
so
of religion
tends
vastly
to
increase
the
number of those
night he begins
who would mature
and work himself up to us
without
squarely
meeting
the
now,
duty.
Holy Ghost,
you know,
come down.
100 years
happened.
Ago in the great controversy.
So he works himself up
boy,
again.
Ellen White could see today.
Imploringly turns his eyes toward
the
rafters, I mean to heaven.
Doing
and says, Holy Ghost,
point.
I said come down.
Third reason.
Still nothing.
He looks
we
up again very pointedly into the rafters and says, Holy Ghost,
focused,
I said come down.
And a little curly
you know,
head
I believe
his way through the rafters.
That strategies
says,
are important.
So I'm afraid
do we
yellow
need have strategies?
Down, ate your Holy Ghost.
Absolutely.
You want me to throw down the yellow
but
cat?
But it's the emphasis we place on strategies. Is a strategy
if
to make
this
church
is
growth
way,
happen. The way
it's
we're
kind of like
going
that
do.
Famous story of
church
the evangelist
growth,
who was traveling
we're not
in the
succeed.
United States and he
but
had a little
but many people are as dependent
people come
on
Jesus.
Manufacturing
he
the Holy Spirit
boy out of
as that evangelist put him up in the rafters. And
I asked
he gave him a dove,
that amazing fact.
And he said, all right,
I
when
said,
I say Holy
if
Ghost,
you could
come
give
down,
me the number
I want
one
you to
reason
open this cage
why
and let this dove
out
over
the congregation and
what would it be?
Hundreds,
I mean,
you
work with different
converted.
Churches. Some meetings
some
go well,
goes
some
the little
don't
boy
go
into
well.
The rafters.
You could give me the number one
that
difference
night he begins
between
to preaching
what makes
and
the
he
meeting go well
up to his
and what makes it not go so well.
Now, Holy Ghost,
what would it be?
Come down.
And this is what they said.
But nothing happened.
How much that church prays
and the
imploringly turns his eyes toward the rafters,
the number one reason between
and says, Holy Ghost, I said, come down.
It was fascinating for an evangelist to say that.
He looks up again very pointedly into the rafters and says,
it was
Holy Ghost, I said, come down.
Churches successful
and a little curly head pokes his way through
the
rafters and says,
so I'm afraid a yellow cat done ate your Holy Ghost.
Do
you want me to throw down the yellow cat? To do more planning. Than praying.
I want to share a
if
few
if this is way,
you,
the way we're going to do
sometimes when the church will be
church
stirred
growth,
by divine power,
we're not going to
and
succeed.
Earnest activity
but
will be the result.
But many people are as dependent on
for the
life-giving
power
of the Holy
Spirit
as
will
that evangelist
was back
then. To go forth and bring souls to Christ.
I ask
so
that's
our
what
evangelist
in your
church,
facts.
You know what
I
we
say,
need.
If you could give
but,
me
she
the
says,
number one
when
reason
this activity is manifested,
why your meetings
the
are
most
successful,
earnest workers,
what would it be?
Pastors,
I mean, you look
will
you work with different churches,
as
some meetings go well, some
God
meetings don't go well.
Constant,
you could give me the number one difference
prayer.
Between what makes
there
the
is
meeting
no
go
way,
well
no matter how
and
much
what
activity
not
that goes
go
on
so
in
well.
Your church,
what would
if
it be?
Is not blessed by the
and
Spirit of God, that you can be safe.
How much that church prays.
They will need to make
and
earnest supplication that through
the
grace of Christ they may be saved from taking pride in their work.
I thought that was fascinating
for
an evangelist
of their activity.
And every single
it's
one of them.
It's not how much you do.
Thing.
There was unity on this
it's
point.
It's who you're connected.
What makes our
church. Let's not fool ourselves that church growth happens
successful.
Because of us. is because of our preaching or because of the fact that we're such great administrators.
There has been a church growth happening
because the Holy Spirit stepped into
our hearts. I want to share a few quotations with you.
In the estimation of the rabbis, it was the sum of
religion to always be
an earnest activity will be the result.
Really pleased the conference.
For the life-giving
they
power of the
Holy
Spirit
outward
performance to show
this
to go forth
piety,
and bring souls
and
to Christ.
But
that's not happening in your church.
Then
you know what we need.
Thus
but,
they separated
says,
their souls from God
activity is
and built themselves up in
the most earnest workers.
In other words,
pastors,
it's not just
will be saved only as they depend upon God
in the bustle of
through constant.
It's really having the Holy Spirit that counts.
There is no way, no matter
see,
how much activity
mass,
that goes on in
the
church,
this, I know I
if it is not
have.
Blessed by the we Spirit
walk
of
into
God,
a church
that you can be
and
blessed.
We have our Sabbath mask, we look at a
they
person
will need
that comes
to make
to us
earnest
go,
supplication
you,
that through the grace of Christ
doing,
they may
brother?
Be saved
let's
from taking pride in their work
how we talk
or making a Savior.
When it comes to Sabbath, we've got our Sabbath mask on.
It's not how
and
much
we
have
do.
The sanctimonious
who
attitude that seems to fill
let's
our beings and our nature.
Church happens because
and yet
of us.
We know it
because of our preaching or because of the fact that we're such great administrators.
Church growth happens.
The
same danger still exists. As activity increases, and men
in the estimation of the rabbis,
it was the
God,
sum of religion to always be in a bustle
of
activity
human
that would
really
please
the conference.
We don't
they
need
depended
to
upon
psychology.
Some outward performance to
we
show their superior
the
piety,
Spirit.
And I'm glad this conference
there's a tendency to pray less,
the need of holiness,
and to have less faith.
Thus, they
one
separated
the,
their souls from God
doctoral
and built
me,
themselves up in the unfortunate
idea
in
that
words,
he was going to study
it's not
church
just
boards.
Appearing holy.
The poor man
it's
had
not
to
just being in the bustle
of
activity.
Part of his doctoral study.
It's really having the Holy
and
Spirit.
And so, you know, he gave his little presentation at the end.
We
all wanted to know. What did you learn?
I know I certainly have.
Because here's what I learned.
We walk into a church.
People pray.
And we have our Sabbath
at the beginning
mass,
of a church
at a,
board,
at a person
and at the end of a church
go,
board, but they
God
never mention
you,
the name
sir.
Of Jesus during
how are you
the
doing,
board.
My brother?
Let's have a
I
prayer
said,
together.
True.
Now, that's not how we
that's
talk.
That's what happens
the rest
in my church board.
When it comes to Sabbath, we've got our Sabbath
we
mass
tend
on,
to turn
and we have
church boards
the sanctimonious attitude that seems to fill our beings and our nature.
Like the disciples,
we are
know,
in danger of losing sight of our dependence on God and seeking to make a savior of our activity.
The
only
same danger still exists
with much prayer
as activity
and
sanctified by the
merit
of Christ
and become successful
in
doing
end,
any work for God,
to have been
there is a danger of trusting
to happen?
Human devices and methods
with much prayer.
We don't need to
that's
trust
the only
on
way,
psychology.
We need to trust
if God were to
Spirit.
Take the Holy Spirit out
there's
of our midst today,
to
pray
David
less,
Watson said,
and to have 95%
of
what
one
we're
of the,
doing in our churches would go on,
doctoral
and we would
me,
not know the
had
difference.
Had the unfortunate idea that he was going to study
again,
church
again, Richard
boards.
Nias,
the
poor
calls
the Christian faith a scandal,
boards as part
yet
of his doctoral
the shame
study.
Of the churches, and
is
so,
that the world is
you know,
scandal.
He gave his little presentation at the end,
because what's going
on what did you learn?
Doesn't look that different.
People pray
in the world.
At the beginning
if
of a church
we want to turn
board,
the world upside down
and at the end of a church
by the
board,
power
they
of
never
the
mention
Spirit,
the name of Jesus
something
during
has
the
to happen
board.
To our churches. Amen.
I said it's true.
Something's got
to
happen.
That's what
to
happens
make
in my church board.
And effective.
There is nothing
we
that Satan fears so much as that the people of God clear the way by removing every hindrance
of
so the Lord can pour
like
his Spirit
the disciples, we are in danger of losing
church,
sight of our
dependence on God
congregation.
And seeking to make
if Satan
a
had his way, there would never be another awakening.
Only
great
the work had
come
to the end of
time,
much prayer,
but we are not
sanctified by the merit
of
Christ.
It
will
is
in
possible
to
resist his power.
How's it going to happen?
When the way is prepared for the Spirit of God,
the
blessing
will come.
If God were to take the Holy Spirit out of our midst today, David Watson
Satan
said,
Satan can
about
no more hinder
a shower
of blessing
from descending upon God's people,
and we would not
then
know
he can
the
close the windows of heaven that rain
again,
cannot
Richard
come
yes,
upon
Paul
the
calls
earth,
the Christian faith a scandal. Yet,
the shame of the church
wherever the need of the Holy
is
Spirit
the
is a matter
is
little thought of, there is seen spiritual
because
drought, spiritual darkness, spiritual declension, and death.
Different
in other words, many Adventist churches.
Wherever
minor
matters
occupy
the
attention,
power of the, Holy Spirit,
the divine power which is necessary for the growth and prosperity of the church, and which would bring all other blessings in its train,
there
is lacking,
nothing that Satan fears
offered
so much
an infinite
as that the people of God clear the way
this is the
by removing
by which
every
God
hindrance
power,
so the Lord can
why
pour
do
His
we not
Spirit
hunger
upon a
and
languishing church
the gift of the Spirit,
and an impenitent
why do we not talk of it?
If Satan had his way, there would never be
another
awakening, great or small, to the
end
of time.
For the daily baptism
but
of
we
the
are not
Spirit,
ignorant
every
of His devices.
It is
possible
to resist His power.
If we want to grow our church,
when the way is prepared for
the
Spirit
of
God,
the
blessing
of
will come. Amen? final reason, I guess the first slide didn't.
Satan can no more hinder a shower of blessings.
The final reason is that we need to be people based.
Then he can close the windows of heaven that rain cannot come upon the earth.
What do I mean by program based? My first experience,
wherever the need of the Holy Spirit is
a
matter little thought of, there is seen spiritual drought, spiritual darkness, spiritual
neglect. I sat down with my nominating committee, as
in other words, many Adventist churches,
and we began to
wherever
go through
minor
the
matters occupy the attention,
that only about
the divine power which is necessary for
the
growth and prosperity of the church, and which would bring all other blessings in its train, is lacking.
And so we sat down and we had
I
won't mention a real name.
This is the means by which we ought to receive power. Why do we not
represent
the mule
for the
respects.
Gift of the Spirit?
Why do we not
and
talk
so
of it?
We were going around, what are we going to do for children's ministry?
And they mentioned her
for
name.
The daily baptism of
the
Spirit, every worker.
But, you know, we went through it
and there was no one else to do the children's program.
We want to grow our churches. And so guess who
we've
got to
offer
up
a different kind of service?
Old Mrs. Mule.
We had no other choice.
Final
reason,
was
the only one who was going to do the program.
Get it in there.
And then we started looking at
our
church.
The final reason is
that
we
need to be
people-based inside the church
instead of
program-based.
That pretty soon we've lost sight of our mission.
Instead of program-based. What do I mean by program-based?
That
my first experience with nominating committee was kind of like a horror story.
Amen?
I sat down with my nominating committee
in a program-based church specialist,
and we began to go through this list. And we quickly discovered that only about
we pay you, pray, we pay you, preach, we pay you, visit the church.
Specialists
and those
do all the work.
I can't
give
a Bible study, many lay people say.
And so we sat down and we had,
I won't mention
in
the real name,
church,
we had this dear old lady.
We believe that we are all the kingdom of priests and that we are all equipped to do ministry
in many respects.
In a program-based
and
church,
so
keep the program
we were
alive.
Going around, what are we going to do for children's ministry?
Position. And they mentioned
in
her
a people-based
name.
Church,
and I knew
maximized,
the kids
it maximizes
but,
spiritual
you know, we went
gifts,
through it, and there was
and
no
every
one
person
else
is
to
called.
Do the children's
now, I'm
going to
say something about
church.
Spiritual gifts. I'm a
and
little
so
wary about spiritual
got to
gifts
do the children's program.
Because after having some experience with them, I found that
we
what
had no other choice.
Do
Sister Mule was the only one
that
was going to do the programs,
their comfort zone.
And then we started looking at our church.
You know,
and we
so
were
you
so
hand these out,
what happens
and
inside 80%
of the congregation
program,
they're pretty
I don't have
we had lost sight of our mission.
So I don't ever
I
have to do evangelism because I don't have that
churches
gift.
That grow.
What would Moses have
people,
done standing at the burning bush?
Programs,
and you know, he the Lord
so
comes
here's
to him
the difference.
In a program based church specialist
do all the work. The pastors.
I need to do a spiritual
you,
gift.
You know the
saying,
we,
if this is right.
We pay you
does
pray.
A spiritual
we
gift
pay you
says,
preach.
You know what?
We pay you
I don't
visit.
Have the gift of speaking.
Specialists
do
all the work. I can't give a Bible
so
study meaning like
let's give
say,
us to Aaron and see if he comes out on the spiritual gift test.
In a people based
so what
church,
I do, spiritual
we believe that we are all
a way
the kingdom
of finding
of priests,
out
and that we
how
are
God
all
has used
to
do
in the past. Is that fair enough?
In a program-based church, keep the program
but
alive.
But I feel what's more important if we want to have churches
position.
That are growing
in
is
a people-based
to teach
church,
our
church
maximize
how to
it maximizes
God's
calling
on
their
lives and
to
respond.
And every person is
give
called.
You an example.
Now I'm going to say something about
I eventually decided
I'm a
in one
of my churches, not in the big
gift.
Church, because it needed
because
more
because after having
but
some
but
experience
church,
with them,
I decided that
I was
going to
do away with nominating committee.
These tests do.
And
instead,
I said, let's
find
out what God is calling you to do. Now, we have certain needs
you know,
that we have
so
to take care of, like
out,
the children.
And 80%
but I said, what we're
going to
do
is we're going
to
go around and find out with each person
so
where
I don't
God
ever have to do evangelism because I don't
and
have
so
that
so the
gift.
One young man, he says,
what
I
would
really
Moses
like
have done
God
standing at the burning bush?
Heart
and, you know, the Lord comes to him and says,
kitchen,
go down,
people in our
and he goes,
I said, great.
See
I need
if you
to
can get a group of people together. That is going to
become
a ministry of
this
right.
Church.
Does
that
spiritual
gift
test
and
says,
you know
what?
Then we
went
around
to
see what
speaking.
Else.
Now,
again,
bigger
know?
Churches,
it's a little
so
harder to do
let's
this.
Give
so
us to Aaron and see if
trouble.
He comes out on
the
spiritual
but
gift.
The idea
so
of
what
this
I do, spiritual gift tests are a way of finding out how God has used a person in the past. Is that fair enough?
Which is
there's a value in that.
But
I feel what's more important
if
we want to have churches that are growing is to
teach
our church members how to sense God
so,
calling on
program-based
churches
respond.
Are about keeping the program
give
alive.
Example.
People-based churches
I eventually decided in
alive.
One of my churches,
program-based
not in
churches,
the big church,
a small group is
more
active.
Structure, but
people-based
in
churches,
church,
every member is
I decided
active.
That I was
program-based
going to do away
churches
with
reach people
committee.
Through programs. And
you
instead,
come to
I
us,
said,
let's
the program
find out
what
God
is
calling
you
to
sometimes
do.
Now,
we can do this with satellite
evangelism.
Take care of, like the
I'll
children.
Just turn on the projector.
But I said, what we're going to do
come, they'll be
is we're going to go around
people-based churches believe
that
we need to reach
and
where God
has called
you.
Program-based
so
churches
one
are entertainment
says, really
and the meeting
like
of need.
God has placed the
people-based
burden on my
churches
heart
do
Christ-centered
to go and
evangelism.
Do a soup kitchen.
Program-based
for
churches,
the poor people, in
people
our
only
community.
Meet for
I
a program,
great.
Sabbath morning.
See if you can get a group of people
churches,
together.
People
that is going to become a
fellowship
ministry of this
and
church.
Mission.
That's a new
program-based
churches church.
Count numbers.
Then we
people
went around
to
see what else.
Now again, bigger churches
and disciples.
It's a little harder to
program-based
do this,
churches
so be
preserve
you can
the status quo.
People-based churches
but
are focused on
the idea of this was to help people sense what is God's calling on my life.
This,
instead
I believe,
of
is the biblical view of the church.
Bring them in,
it's vintage,
and make them deacons if they're lucky
raw
after
form.
2 years. We need to call
and then
people
they can take
back
up the offering
to this vintage kind of
so
exciting.
So, program-based churches are about keeping the program alive. People-based churches
what do we
are
see
about
in
Acts chapter 2,
alive.
Verses 42
program-based
to 47.
Churches, a small group
they
is active.
Apostolic
people-based
devotion.
Churches, every member is active.
It says
program-based
that they
churches
had
reach
community,
people through program.
And it identifies it with such a
come to us,
community,
and the program will
nothing
convert
else
you.
Counted.
Sometimes we even
it
do this with
they had togetherness.
Evangelism. They met
I'll
together.
Turn on the projector. People will come. They'll be converted.
Every day.
People-based churches believe that we need to reach people through
they met together every day.
Program-based churches
that
are entertainment and the meeting of needs.
The Holy Spirit
people-based churches do Christ-centered evangelism.
Let's
program-based churches, people only meet for a program, Sabbath morning. People-based churches, people meet
the early
for fellowship and for mission.
And to what I believe
program-based
be
churches count
today.
Numbers. People-based
let's
churches count disciples
vintage
and disciples. Program-based churches preserve the status quo.
Where we have a focus
people-based
on
churches
mission,
are focused on
where we have a focus on
and
people, where we have a focus on the Holy Spirit. Where
this,
we are
I believe,
committed
is the biblical view of the church.
To God. It's
we
vintage
are mission-driven,
Adventism
message-driven, spirit-led.
We need to call people back. To
if we do
the vintage kind of
in
exciting
churches
that
I've studied that grow,
that helps the church
to
and
grow.
Say,
what do we see in Acts chapter
2,
way. Verses 42 through 47?
This is how you
it says they had apostolic devotion. It
are there
says
any questions?
That they had community, and it identifies it with such a tight-knit community.
Did well, didn't it?
Nothing else counted.
I know, I was going really quickly.
It says that they had togetherness. They met together. How often?
Good, no questions. That either means you heard or you're
every
asleep.
Day. Now you try doing that in an
let's
Adventist church.
Close with the word
they
of
met together every day. And it says that they prayed together. They had a spirit focus. The Holy Spirit so often
was
in the
poured
past.
Out upon them.
We
let's
relied
go back.
On methods.
To what was successful
we've relied
in the
on program.
To what was successful in the early
we've
Adventist
relied
church,
on keeping people
and to what I believe
happy.
Will be successful today. Let's go back to
but
vintage
right now we want
Adventism.
To change.
Vintage Christianity.
Each
where we have a focus on mission.
Leader here.
Where we have a focus on
has
people,
one objective in mind.
Where we have a focus on the Holy Spirit.
And that's glorifying
where we
your
are
character.
Committed
and connected
and
to God.
Lost people
we are mission
to
driven, message driven,
help our churches to grow
and people focus.
Not so that we
if
can
we
boast
this,
about it.
In those churches that I've studied, they
but
grow.
So that we can one
can
day
say,
stand in the courts of
this
heaven.
This is the way God has led.
And say,
this is
I
how you will
simply done my duty.
Here
are
my are
there any questions as we end?
Thank you for this, Lord.
Bring us
2 o'clock,
back
you did well. Did anyone
fall
asleep? Tried
and true
really
methods
quickly.
Of the New Testament. For we ask
good,
this.
No questions that either
in
means
Jesus
you heard
name.
Or you're asleep.
Amen.
Let's close with a word of prayer. Father God, so often in the past, we've relied on methods. We've relied on programs. We've relied on keeping people happy. But right now we want to change. Each pastor and church leader here has one objective in mind, and that's glorifying your character and seeing lost people brought to you. Help our churches to grow, not so that we can boast about it, but so that we can one day stand in the courts of heaven and say, I have simply done my duty. Here are my people. Thank you for this, Lord. Bring us back to those tried and true methods of the New Testament. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright 2007. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 1-800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americancassette.org. There you will discover the largest selection of genuine Adventist preaching available. American Cassette Ministries is not a one-man band. It's an orchestra of outstanding speakers who are all on the same theological page. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Cassette Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.